On this day, in 2012, a bombing at a school in Italy killed one and injured nine. Acts of violence may seem random, but there is usually an underlying motive, even if it is nebulous at best. Brindisi, Italy. If you're really angry at someone, or anyone, or life in general, what do you do? Do you write a nasty email or post something vile online? Do you go to a street corner and rail randomly at passersby? Do you get into someone's face and accost them? Do you build a bomb and attack a school? There are definitely times when we all feel enraged, even if we cannot quite put our finger on what it is that's enraging us. On those occasions, where we lash out violently, it is sometimes really hard in hindsight to figure out why we did it. This can include mass casualty events. Do you remember Stephen Paddock? He was the gunman who, in October of 2017, rented a hotel room in Las Vegas, brought in a veritable arsenal of weapons, and proceeded to open fire on concertgoers down below, killing 58 and wounding hundreds. He also took his own life before law enforcement could arrest him, and that is where things took an interesting turn. He left no manifesto, no suicide note, no explanation whatsoever for why he did what he did. This makes determining a motive impossible. You know, there were reports that he was heavily influenced by his father, supposedly a quote-unquote notorious bank robber in the 1960s and 1970s, but for the life of me, I cannot see a link between his father's actions and his slaughter of concertgoers. When we look at Paddock's acts, we are hard-pressed to categorize them. Was this a terrorist act? We simply do not know, and probably never will. Terrorism requires an underlying political, ideological, or religious motive, and we have none of that. What we do have is a horrid act of mass violence and no explanation. Which brings me to today's featured attack. On this day in 2012, Giovanni Vantaggiato bombed a school in the southern Italian city of Brindisi, in which a 16-year-old girl was killed and nine others were wounded, some seriously. The bomb was placed in a garbage bin and exploded as students were arriving for morning classes. Vantaggiato admitted carrying out the bombing without giving a motive. It was believed that he was in financial difficulty at the time. Police also looked into whether he had a vendetta against someone at the school. He was sentenced to life in prison by a Brindisi court in June 2013. It was later learned that he had executed another bombing in February 2008, also in Brindisi. So what do we make of this? Is it terrorism? Normally I'd say yes, as the use of a bomb is a classic terrorist modus operandi going way back to the anarchists of the 19th century, and yet there's no appreciable motive. So we are stuck for an answer. Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at @BorealisSaves, or on LinkedIn or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking this subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.